Would you like to play with some of the toys in the box?
Okay.
Which one would you like?
Mommy reads this box.
You want the book first?
Mommy reads this book.
Can Cinnamon read the book here?
Okay.
You know all these things. And what's this?
Home.
And what's that?
Home.
A comb and a brush. And how about those? What's that? Do you know what those are?
Things.
Things. They're yarn. Now what are those?
Scissors.
And what do you do with scissors? What do you do with scissors?
Cut baby.
That's right.
And rock.
What's in there?
Rock.
Oh, you know what's in there. What is it?
Rock.
It's a milk, but what's in the milk in? It's a cup.
Cup.
Cup, okay. Oh, you know what those are.
Keys.
What do you do with keys?
Drive.
Okay, we drive the car. I know what that is. It is. All right. I know what that is.
Shoes.
You like Cinnamon's shoes?
Apple.
You like the apple the best?
Apple.
Chair and the ball are the same color, aren't they?
Eggs.
How many eggs?
1, 2, 3.
That's right. And one. What's... Oh, they are. They're daisies of some sort. They're flowers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 7.
Don't forget 7. Okay, and back to that.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Very good. What would you like next?
Cinnamon book.
More books?
More books.
Okay. This book? Okay. This is a book about ABC around the house. ABCs. That's a T to start out with. Oh, A is for?
Apple.
Apple, that's right. And ant. And B is for?
Bath.
For what?
Bath.
Bath. And C is for?
Cookies.
Cookies and? What's that?
Kitty.
That's a cat. A kitty cat. A cat. And D is for? What is that? D?
D.
Is for?
Cup.
It's for what? Cup. What is D for?
Tea.
Oh, she's having tea, I see. What is that?
Drum.
D is for drum. D is for doll.
Egg.
E.
Egg.
E is for egg.
Blue egg.
Uh-huh.
Purple egg.
Mm-hmm.
And green egg. Green egg.
That's a green egg.
Purple egg. Big.
Says love on it. A love egg.
Love
and
egg.
F is for flower. And fan and feather. G is for, what's your last name?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon what?
Cinnamon baby.
Oh, that's right, it's for Grable.
Oh!
Shoes off.
Mickey, only book.
I lost a button I'll have to look for off her shoe.
I see
it. Oh, okay. And H?
Cake.
Well, those aren't cakes. They're pancakes.
Pancakes.
And they're called hot cakes.
Hot cakes.
And what do they put on them? It's honey.
Honey.
You know honey. And what is that?
Death.
It's an eye.
Eye.
Eye, that's right.
Death.
J for jelly beans. Is what?
Jelly beans. Jelly.
And K is for?
Kitty.
Yes, for kitty. And kite. Okay, we have L, M. What's M for?
Oops.
It's for oops. Q. Q is for?
Raisins.
Oh, that's an R. R is for raisins.
This.
S is for?
Shoes.
That's right.
And this.
You went through that one really fast. What is Y for?
Bean.
Why? That's an xylophone. X.
Toys.
That's right. It is a toy. And Z is for?
Sleep.
When you sleep.
The end.
The end. Now what would you like to play with?
That book.
Another book? Okay.
That book.
What's that book about?
Oh, this book.
Did you see some of these this morning on the way in? Did you see one of those? The truck. Big truck. Is that what it looked like on Mass Pike this morning? No, it did, didn't it? The end. That's a book about trucks. Okay.
That book.
Oh, another book? Okay.
That book.
This book is about numbers. 1, 3, 8, 6, 9, 5. What is that?
Baseball.
Baseball? That's a boy.
Boy.
How many are there?
This ball.
Well, that's his hat. It looks like a ball.
Hat.
It's his hat. And how many boys are there?
One.
Okay.
Boy.
And what are these?
1, 2, 3, 4.
They're puppies.
Puppies.
And what are those?
Kitties.
And how many kitties?
1, 2, 3.
That's right. And what are these?
Butterflies.
And how many butterflies are there?
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's right. And what are these?
Ducky.
We missed one. Sorry. Here's one. What are these?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, but what are they?
Cups.
That's very good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And 6 what?
Blue chair.
That's a blue chair.
And red chair too.
Uh-huh.
Black chair too.
Uh-huh.
And
what color is that one?
Brown.
Yes, you know that color. Okay.
Brown.
What kind of chair is that?
Red.
What's it got on the bottom?
Red.
Wood. Okay, it's a wood rocking chair. You can rock in it. Okay. And there are
duckies.
There they are. That's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8.
Your favorite number.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 12.
Okay, you got pretty far along there. It's 7. 7 duckies.
Lolly boom, boom, and boom boom, lolly boom, and peek boom, and
very good. There are 8 balloons there. And what are these?
Flowers.
What kind of flowers?
Rose.
That was a rose. And there are 9 roses. And what are these?
Crayons.
Crayons. You're right the first time. And there are 10. 10 crayons. And what are those?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, three, four, five, six, eight, nine, ten, four, five, six, eight, nine, ten, four.
Can you say
five,
seven for me?
Six, eight, nine, ten, four, five, six, eight, nine, ten.
Okay, you're doing real well with your numbers, Cinnamon. You're a pretty smart little kid.
Another book.
Another book? We're gonna run out of books. What's this book?
Another book. Boat. Bunny.
And those are your friends, Paul and Judy. You remember Paul and Judy? Paul and Judy. Paul and Judy play with a bunny.
Hi, bunny.
What are you doing to the bunny?
Pet bunny.
Do you pet bunnies often? Did you get to pet a bunny yesterday?
Peek-boo.
Oh, peek-a-boo. This is Paul. He's playing with Judy. He's playing a little game. You just played peek-a-boo. What's Paul doing? What is Paul doing?
Smell flowers.
He's smelling flowers. Can you? Ooh. Nice. They smell good, don't they? And Judy looks in the mirror.
I look great.
What do you see in the mirror?
Cinnamon.
Oh, really? Okay. Judy's reading her book. Can you read a book?
Hi, Bunny.
How big is Bunny?
Bunny.
This bunny's real big. Now, Bunny, what's Bunny doing there?
Sleep.
Good night, Bunny.
The end.
Well, not quite the end. There's another part. Paul puts his finger through the ring. You can put your finger through the ring. And that's all. Now it's the end. They say goodbye, Cinnamon.
Another book.
Oh, okay. What's this book about? It's about meal times. Little boy's eating his toast.
And tea too.
He looks like he's having tea. Looks like coffee. What's this thing? Do you wear one of these?
Boobs.
Do you wear one?
Never.
And what is she doing? What's a little girl doing?
Drinking milk.
That's right. She likes to drink her milk. It's good. Now what does she have? What is that? You have one of these at home. You put your food in it.
Cake.
Cake. It's not really cake. It's got a steam coming off of it. It's hot and it's liquid. It's soup.
Soup.
Oh, soup. You've got eaten lots of soup. What's this?
Red soup.
And you eat your soup with that. Or you eat whatever you have with it.
Cookies.
Well, you don't need to eat cookies with a spoon. And there's another. What is this? You know what it is.
Pear.
Looks like a pear, does it? It's an apple. An orange apple.
No one thinks it looks like it.
Take a big bite, it's good. And you'll get a good big bite of yours.
Okay. That book.
You have that book at Grandma's, don't you? Not this one, but the one on the back. That book. Okay, what else would you like?
That book.
I think we've gotten all the books. Would you like to play with our little friend?
That book.
That book. What can you do with him? You can help him get dressed. Go ahead, you can zip it down.
Mommy!
Go ahead. See how good you are?
Zip up.
Okay, zip it up. Go ahead. Look at that, you're doing very well. You did it. Very
new
good.
New
diaper on, Peter. Good. You know what this is?
Snap.
Snap. Can you snap it? snap it off. Whoops. Go ahead. You can give it a pull.
No.
You're done with him?
Okay.
All right. Now what would you like?
Talk to Daddy.
You want to talk to Daddy? Okay. Call him up.
Hi, Daddy. Hi, Daddy.
What'd you do today? What'd you do today? Tell your Daddy what you did today.
Drive up cement, Daddy.
And what did you do when you saw Nan? What'd you do when you saw Nan? What did you do here? Okay, okay, you got him.
Bye, Daddy.
Okay.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye, Daddy.
I know.
What else would you like?
That.
What is that?
Blocks.
Blocks? Sit back down. I'll get them for you.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wait a sec. There's 3.
4.
There's 4.
5.
There's 5.
6.
And there's 6.
8.
Well, it would be 7 after 6.
1, 2.
Whoops. You're too many.
3. Put them away.
Okay, put them away.
Doggy no.
Do you like the doggy?
Okay.
All right. This dog never got a name, did he? What would you call this dog?
Tonga.
Looks like Tonga.
No.
No? Who's he look like?
Tata.
Tata?
Oh, dog's name Tata.
All right. Well, Tata. You can comb Tata's hair. Or brush Tata's hair. That's very good.
I eat food.
Eat that food. What is it? What is it?
Bah.
Would you like it?
Okay.
There's an alphabet on here. You can find D. What's this letter?
P.
That's right. And what's it for?
Eat food.
Well, who's eating the food?
Pig.
That's right.
Corn.
What's that?
Owl.
What's the letter?
O.
That's right. And it is an owl. What's that letter?
M.
What's M for?
I'm up.
What's that little animal?
G. Happy.
Oh, he's eating an apple. That's a mouse. He's eating part of the M. And the M is red.
It's red.
See, there he is again. What's this letter?
D, Daddy.
That's right. D for Daddy. What's that letter?
A.
What's this letter?
C.
C for what?
C. Cinnamon.
That's right. What's B?
B, Boo.
Oh, that's right. Boo Boo. You know what that is? It's a funny looking cow. It's a cow. Looks like a horse. What's that?
Strawberry.
Looks like a strawberry. It's an apple.
For the apple.
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 Okay. What's that letter?
Ice.
I. It's for I.
I
me. Okay, what's this letter, Cinnamon? Do you recognize this one?
Letter.
It's a letter. Okay.
Mommy.
Mommy, what? What are you doing? Okay. You're stacking them really well. Oops.
One. And two, two.
Okay, way up there. Way up there.
Okay. One.
Whoops. Way up on top. Okay, now what are you going to do with them? Okay, put them away. Put them back. Go ahead. Put them back in the box. All you have to do is throw them over the side. Like that. That's right. There's more. You put Puppy back in his house?
Okay, Puppy.
Okay. Thank you, Cinnamon.
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan? Is that Peter Pan?
Peter Pan.
Okay.
And books.
And here are the books back. Do you like books? Gonna click the dragon?
Okay.
Let's see if this dragon has really been through a workout. There he is. Can you open the door? Can you open it? This is how it opens, up here.
See? Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Cinnamon. Hi, Cinnamon. What's this?
Daddy.
What's in Draggy's mouth? Got a big tongue. Okay, put him back in. Okay, let go.
Whoops.
Part of dragon. Okay. You want dragon to come back out?
No dragon.
Okay, no dragon.
No dragon. How about what?
How about an apple?
Would you like an apple?
Okay.
You want out of that chair?
Okay, I eat Appy.
All right, you can eat Appy. Up. You know where to go? You can get it. Go ahead.
Well, while she's doing that, we'll ask her more questions. By the way, I think she's at a really interesting stage of development, and if you wouldn't mind, could we get her back for one more session?
No, not at all. Another 2 months?
Yeah.
See where she's at? Okay. Sure. There you go.
It's too much fun to
get your apple. Oh, that's nice. I'm
really
sure.
Really
how you're adopted children now.
Okay. Now, let's see. She's really into the books now. Is that true generally? I mean, is that what she's...
She has tons of books. Walt Disney books, every story. And that she just loves to read all day long and go through them in her crib when she's supposed to be napping. I can hear her in there and she's saying what is in the books and what we've read to her. We have the Cat in the Hat. She'll repeat in the Cat in the Hat all the things that they picked up in the order, and I'm not sure how she knows them because I don't remember them. It's incredible.
She seems to have a really good memory for this sort of stuff.
Oh, she has an incredible memory.
Does she have any particular favorite ones?
Well, the Cat in the Hat, the rhymey books she doesn't like anymore. There were some Dr. Seuss other rhyme books that she used to like. Marvin K. Mooney, Will You Please Go Now? Then she liked that really well, and then it just got so she doesn't pick that up so often. She loves Mickey Mouse books.
You're dancing.
Happy birthday book. That's the best.
Book.
It's a Mickey book.
It's a Mickey
You want to put Nikki books? When's her birthday?
She's September 8th. She was two.
She was just two.
A couple weeks ago.
Okay. Now, when she looked at the... Some of the books were really just names of things, books. And she seems to have really acquired quite a large vocabulary, although I couldn't always tell what she was saying. She seemed to be naming something for everything. Do you think she had any particular problems with any of the pictures or words in the books?
No, not really. She's very aware.
Uh-huh. You're getting very specific, I guess, with her, because she's talking now about things like what are things for? So what is the cup for? What are the keys for? What type of chair is that? What kind of ball is that? Do you deliberately try and build up the vocabulary like that?
I just have. She just wants to learn so much. It's just so I say the same thing.
Right,
you're trying to attempt it differently.
Do you tell her the keys are to drive the car, or does she pick that up on her own?
She picks up some things on her own. Sometimes she knows, she sees where they go. The keys, she says, mommy's keys or daddy's keys, and basically mine open the house and daddy's drive the car. He's got more on his keychain. But she makes them up where they go. She's got a bit of imagination, don't you?
This time, unlike last time, instead of calling the kitties kitties, you called it a cat.
Oh, she's getting older.
Right? She still calls it a kitty, or a kiddie. Have you sort of decided that she's too old for words like that?
No, the cats are growing up. The kitten that Grandma had is now a cat, and our cat's an 8-year-old cat. It's just, she's getting older, and
was your cat
it's easier to
before?
Say. He was kitty. I think kitty was easier to say for her to begin with. But I-E or Y words, E on the end, was easier to say than just cat. That's Gussie, right?
Yeah.
Guss is our cat.
Yeah. Beautiful cat, too. Right. Oh, so it was sort of interesting. She called the pancakes cakes. Now, did she think they look like cakes, or is she only getting part of the word when you say it to her?
No, she says pancake. I think she thought it was a cake.
She
a real cake, yeah.
But she does know pancakes, and then you said hotcakes.
Yeah. It started with an H in the book. It's another different word for the same thing.
You like pancakes? You like pancakes? She couldn't figure out what the jelly beans were, and you named them for her. Has she ever seen a jelly bean?
No, I try not to show her those things. I'm trying not to. Lollipops are about the only thing she's gotten into, and maybe one piece of chocolate. But no, I try to steer clear of those aisles.
Right. So there are obviously words in the book that she doesn't, she has no experience.
Yeah.
We know that for every
That's
child.
True.
We're sort of
yeah.
getting into what her experiences might be. She was sort of interesting. At the end of the book, she sort of pointed to all the things together, and she called them all toy.
Yeah.
The thing she understands at this point, I guess, that a bunches of things are toys and some things are not. Do you distinguish in that
yeah.
house here?
They are. She has her toys, she has her books, and she has other things that are in other categories, and I'm not sure what the categories are.
Many parents often say, one parent said they made the distinction to the child by saying,
put it back.
That's
put
not
it back.
A toy. And they do it by negative exemplar, more or less. If the child tries to play with it, they say,
I probably said that about some certain things around that she shouldn't have played with. They're like Daddy's tape recorder, I'm sure. I've said, that's not a toy. Do not play with it. And I try to explain to her what it is. It's a mechanical piece of equipment that she doesn't know how to deal with. And when she learns to run it, she can play with it then.
Yeah, I was just wondering because she has nice grouping. I mean, she doesn't just call them by their name now. She knows that they fit a category, which is sort of nice. Now, she wasn't real interested in the truck book.
No, she's interested on Mass Pike this morning about the buses and trucks going by, but not the trucks.
In playing with trucks or anything like that?
We don't have any trucks. I have a little cars that she's played with, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Does she have any boy friends so that she's...
Yes, she does. One that's 1 month younger than her, and we're in a play group together, so we see Richard every week.
It's
you
she
know
gets
Richard.
To play with him
yeah.
Sometimes.
Oh
she's
yeah. He's got boys' toys.
Chair.
She does at this point definitely know boy versus girl. She was sort of developing that, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So she calls. She says that in the book there's one boy. She's very precise. She's into numbers, obviously. She always put one in front of something.
One or whatever she'll count to see if it's one, two. She's doing really well up to four.
Mm-hmm.
And then five goes a little crazy.
But really out of it.
I think it has a lot to do with Sesame Street and Ernie and Bert. They have the county. Froggy, too. Her favorite people.
That's Froggy.
Are they your friends?
Big Bird.
Who are your like friends, them. Cinnamon? Do you have friends? Who are your friends?
Ernie Bert.
Ernie.
And Spiffy and Ernie Bert and Froggy and Cookie Monkey and Ernie Bert and Spiffy Buddy and Froggy.
Yeah, lots of good friends, right? She ran into a bit of problems with one. Some of these pictures are real bad, but that book I thought had really excellent pictures. And she thought that the boy was wearing a ball on his
hand. A baseball. She thought he had a baseball in his hand. Richard plays with balls all the time. And she thought it was a ball, not a hat. She's not used to hats. She's never worn them, and she's always had so much hair I never bothered with it. She never had a cap.
I thought that was kind of weird. That was my girl, neither could you. Okay. When she got to things like chairs and stuff, she was into not just naming them. She was into the colors. She was into colors last time.
She's been into colors a long time.
Did she just spontaneously go through and name those colors?
She walks around and she'll say colors in front of something, the word she's saying, like a red chair, red spoon. In fact, she picked it out in the book. What is that? It's a red spoon. Oh.
So interesting. She's really down you go. Find that in new circumstances, obviously. She's never seen a red spoon.
No. In drawing and coloring, we do this all the time. She draws different colors of apples, red apples, or she'll want a green apple, or yellow. I can't imagine what it's going to be like.
Oh, yeah. If you've been to pumpkins. Hawaii, what comes out of ash is just amazing. Yeah. All the prettiest gardens in Hawaii come out of
the ash.
Yeah. You tried to point out through that there's a regular chair and a rocking chair. Does she know there's a regular chair and a rocking chair?
We have a rocking chair and a regular chair at home.
So the
rocker's on the bottom.
She didn't really know what you were getting at. I think she was going for what was it made out of. Okay. She distinguished between daisies and roses. She's not into just knowing the kinds of flowers. She knows what kinds of flowers.
It's from the garden. The garden's been great.
Sorts of flowers, or is she more?
Not really.